In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story.
Hello, and welcome to another session of Hazeltown Story. Team Misk. As usual, we have our following players.
Hi, I'm Carnival.
I am, of course, Deathmaster 780.
And I'm still somehow Torpetypus.
Alright, so before we start, does someone, and by someone I mean DM, do you want to relay what we did last time?
Well, it's 5 months. Alright, so we tracked down some more people involved this time. We went and found Byron, the one Cassiopeia guy. Turns out his wife was kidnapped by Cygnus, and because they want the Elysium back. We found out that, basically the order of events was Orion found the Elysium, and Cygnus somehow found out about it and beat them to the spot to steal it for themselves. But then Centauri came and beat them to it and stole Elysium. And in their carelessness, they gave it to Cassiopeia to help investigate it, I guess.
Well, specifically, it was to hold on to it.
Yeah. Well, and investigate, because of the one guy. We talked to a couple people in Centauri who gave us the name Victor Nivens. Apparently, he was the one who handed it over to Cassiopeia. And, yeah, that's everything.
All right. I believe when we left off, we considered it is, in fact, a new day. Carnival, what do you want to devote your boarding little tasks to?
I forget. Did I start the flight stuff yet, or did I?
I think you just finished, actually.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure, because
you just did the camera. You haven't started, but you were just about to start the
flight. All right, yeah. Let's start with the flight deck. We're getting those flying drones back.
All right. I take it this is... Okay, now, here's the thing. Do I decide to be a dick and make it granular in that you have to get it to walk before it can fly?
I mean, it is up to you.
You know what? I think for the era of tech, I think that attribute... Oh, did Roll 20 just completely change its...
It might have since you've last used it, but...
Oh, no.
Everything's in the same spot. They just updated their art in the same kind of weird...
Okay, I think I figured it out. Okay, where did it put it? Oh, there you are. Okay, there we go. Okay, we're good, I think. Okay, here we go. There we go. So what I think is going to start, since you want to start like a locomotion for your little drone things, I'm going to have it start by being essentially a little spider drone.
All right, that's fine with me.
So you get to have it walk first before you can have it fly. This is going to be a 12 progress clock thingy. So why don't you go ahead and do your roll? Do you start with one or do you?
I start with, I believe, one. Yes, I start with one.
Okay. Yeah, that's where you go. All right. And you roll
today.
You rolled 2-2-1, which is a not good roll. Failure by chance, but it is. Where did I have?
I still get an additional tick anyway, so.
You get an additional tick, but it's not going to be. Where the hell is my thing? Let me tabs up. Here we go. 2. It is 2-3. You get +2, so it's.
All right, that's fine. I forget. We only have one in the morning. Is that?
It's two in the morning. Two in the morning, right. Two afternoon, one at night.
We're going to try this again then.
All right.
There we go. That's a
5-4-1. That is a 5-4. That's +3, which is +4. 2-3. There we go. All right. DM.
Training.
Okay.
Training is charisma for Haley.
For Haley, has your training bought anything?
Nope.
All right, and that's all for all two, like, though I think you get three?
Yes, all three, nothing. I get nothing.
All right, Torpo.
Training.
Okay. Does your training get anything?
Nope.
All right. So with that done, you all get to figure out what you want to do today.
Well, like I said, since we set it up and haven't actually started on it yet, time for Route B. Time for all the consortium operatives to go track down Cygnus.
Okay. So do I, this is more me speaking out loud as a, how I want to do this. Do I want to have you all dick around like the others, or do I just want to say, hey, you found something?
Well, we were given three addresses that we need to investigate.
All right. How about this? So, just also, sorry, got left out. So, DM, you're playing, I take this as you being Haley?
Yes.
Torpo, this is you being Queen?
Mm-hmm.
Carnival, who is your...
Probably Yuhar, actually.
Okay. Maybe pick Claudia.
Yeah, it could be either Claudia or Yuhar, but...
Because it's like, oh, right, I didn't remember if you had a character for this. Okay, so wait. For this, these three...
But DM, you were saying go with Claudia?
That's who we had picked before when we were setting this up.
Right, yeah. Thanks for my... Yeah, Claudia, then.
Okay, so in that case, I will have it. You do this. You all three, Claudia... Queen, and I just said the name. Haley, how do you all meet, or how do you all, like, get together?
Well, actually, yeah, I was going to say, maybe first we do a little bit of introductory stuff, because these are new characters.
Yeah, why don't we, like, so how do you all know each other? So, Haley is another informant of the consortium, which is the same organization that Bobby belongs.
An operative, yes.
And Torpo, Queen is she just a mercenary, or is she specifically also part of that
group? Specifically contracted to the consortium. But yes, no, her job is to beat things up. She all is right. Muscle.
And
Claudia is a contractor, effectively.
Okay. So how all do you want... Go ahead.
How about this? We just do kind of like a roll call thing to introduce everyone first. I'll just start. So Haley is a squirrel girl. Haley Winters. She is basically a fixer. That's her job. She goes by the code name Nightshade when she's working for a consortium. And she's in a car. She goes and picks up Queen from somewhere. And that'd be a torpedo. You just fill in whatever details you want.
Yes. Queen is a very sharply dressed hyena woman. Is also a fixer, though she tends to do more jobs related to muscle than anything. Can do anything so long as it doesn't involve directly interfacing with magic.
Claudia is effectively a bricking and entering specialist who, as a day job, runs like a security thing, but because she gets bored, decides to do crime on the side.
All right.
Yeah, Haley picked up Queen first. Just, hey, Queen. It's been a while.
Yeah, so, you know what, I'll wait till we get our third, but, yes, it's been a hot minute. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Oh, here, she hands her a cup of whatever drink Queen likes. Got you your favorite.
Only the blackest coffee, which she immediately pounds back. Queen riding shotgun, feet up on the dash, no matter what anyone says.
Alright, they then go pick up Claudia from wherever.
Probably find her just, like, again, at her day job.
Work lets out, go to pick her up.
Yep.
Waiting outside like a fucking parent outside the school.
Hey, hello.
Hey, Claudia. How's it going?
Fine. Client doing stupid things.
Well, that sucks.
Would be...
But here, I got you something. Hands her a cup of whatever drink Claudia likes.
It's like the, like, I'm not trying to... Try to think of, like, this fancy, like, overpriced thing that you would buy only because it's, like, you're trying to show off.
I hate that my brain just instantly went, yeah, the hot new drink tab.
That honestly sounds like it. Sure.
Well, so, anyway.
What's the job?
Oh, it came in yesterday. Apparently they want us to investigate three separate properties that may or may not belong to Cygnus. That's what we need to find out.
All right, sounds fun.
Forget which one's Cygnus again. Sorry.
White supremacists.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, this is You know what? Let's go crack some fucking skulls.
If there are skulls to crack, that's what we need to find out.
Better be.
But anyway, Queen, do you mind driving from here on out?
Do I have to?
You are the best driver of the three of us.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't get paid to be a driver. I get paid to hurt things, but sure. Get the fuck out. Queen's gonna awkwardly try to shift between the seats.
Well, Haley gets out and walks around to the driver's side.
Fuck that. Queen is hopping those seats. You can't stop her.
And Queen maneuver around the stick. Roll now to find out.
Finally, it's time. Action roll. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to roll an action roll for this.
You're gonna roll that maneuver. Okay. Well, what do we say? Controlled?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Controlled effect.
Controlled effect standard.
Okay,
the
I
most
got
non-standard
this.
Standard.
We don't know if it's a standard or not, though. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Do I have? Oh, right. I get a plus effect to my maneuver rolls.
Uh-huh. So it's going to be great effect, which means that you're going to do this stupid thing in the most efficient way possible.
It's going to be sick as hell.
And you fail. Three, one. So mark physical. Actually, technically, now that I think about it, do you mark XP on downtime actions? Because technically you did fail.
No, not on downtime actions.
Okay.
Because those aren't technically rolls for... Those aren't necessarily technically rolls in an action.
All right. So you make your maneuvering over the thing as awkward as possible. And you somehow manage to get stuck. You need help to get over.
Please help. The stick is a bit more in the way than I thought.
Haley just looks at her and then pulls her out.
Shit, I wasn't expecting my pants pocket to get caught on that stick. Shit. Well, I hope you found me driving after that move.
You still remain the best driver of the three of us.
Yeah, which is really sad. But well, you know what?
I happily take the public transport this city offers.
I mean, good for you, kiss ass. Well, we're good to go. Queen is gonna just fucking floor it. Fuck the law. I don't get paid to drive safely.
No comment.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't lie.
I am in the... I'm actually... Might be as notes for me.
All right. In that case. Haley turns to Claudia in the backseat and says, oh yeah, there's a camera back there for you.
All right, nice. Who's the courtesy of?
You know better than to ask those questions.
I meant more, is this part of the, like, we going in like a disguise, or are we just going in guns blazing?
No, this is just for a, like, take pictures of the thing when we're driving by it thing.
Okay.
I hate that I got an idea for one of the locations, but the idea is too good that I don't know if I want to use it quite yet.
Yes, that dilemma.
Screw it, we can come back.
Gonna brawl outside of Chuck E. Cheese.
You're not that far off.
Oh, so Dave and Buster's then.
No, even worse. I'm just trying to think how to phrase it. So I don't want to call it what I'm actually thinking in my head.
Look, all I'm saying is we're not really in America, but the American tradition of starting a fight in the parking lot of a Chuck E. Cheese.
I need fancy name generator. You need to grace me with your bullshit. Okay. There's gotta be
a better way.
Okay, here we go.
Stop playing with these eye drops.
Okay, no, I don't want them to be French.
Quitter.
You know I'm keeping this because it's stupid. You know what? This is a dumb name for what this is. Okay. Oh yeah, this is out in the not city. Okay. All right. So now that you got there, with the locate, you have your list that you were given, and you were given three locations. They're all in three relatively. They're all within like the city vicinity. And they all seem to be businesses that are likely to be either owned by Cygnus members or by people who are sympathetic. I will just go ahead and say just by one is okay. Do I have to look find location names? Oh, okay. And this is also going to be a rift. Okay. What is fantasy named or fantasy professions? What are you going to do? You can't say lady as a fantasy profession.
What's your job? Lady.
Okay, here are the 10 fantasy profession name generator results, courtesy of fantasynamegenerators.com. First one, lady. Second, geomancer. Third, time lord. Fourth, firemaker. Fifth, cook.
Firemaker.
Sixth,
cook,
alchemist.
Come on!
Then druid.
I mean, it's a fantasy job.
Then papermaker, carpenter, and then postman.
Ah, yes, the fantasy of the postman.
Shot their load at the start there.
I appreciate that firemaker is one word, but papermaker is two words. Oh, God, I love the site.
I love
that's
cook.
Amazing.
As if cook is something unique to fantasy.
Oh, Salter? Oh, I thought that said houndsmaker. Oh, okay, what? God, okay, no, I'm going away from this immediately.
Houndsmaker is just a fancy way of saying dog breeder.
I like that one of them is Undertaker and then Beastmaster. You know, I'm just going to do street. God, this site sucks.
It's in Broadway.
Well, it's more I need store.
Ah.
And I could have sworn there was something that was just store names, but lo and behold, there was not. Or wait, is it another business names? Brand names. There we go. This is just letters together. Wewist. Goldie. You know what? Goldie. We're using Goldie. Okay. There. One of these is SpinFap.
Okay.
This is just, God, it's like Camus. You know what? No. You know, okay. All right. So you got three businesses. You just have like a name and like an address. First one that you see is located inside the city. It's in the Steinwald. It is Goldie Warehouse. The second that you have is located in Hazeltown. Go ahead.
Let's just take it one at a time first.
So you had Goldie Warehouse that's located in the Steinwald.
Yeah, we'll go investigate there, then we'll go to the other two.
Okay, so you're just going to literally just go down the list?
Yes, get to find out what's at each location.
All right. Is there, you know, I'll just let you do it since you're just doing this. Is there a time of day that you want to do this?
I figure we go in the morning because that's the least chance of running into people, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Now I understand that Claudia works the night shift.
She's a flex schedule. They work, security offices work on commission, you see.
I wonder why she's screwing around.
Consultant. So that means that, do you need me? No? Okay. Bye.
But yeah, so we'll park nearby and then walk the rest of the way so we don't get seen sidling directly up next to it.
Okay.
No. Keep driving. Just drive slowly around the building.
Oh, I don't think you understand. I don't know how to drive slowly.
Learn.
It's fine.
Roll maneuver to learn.
Fucking, okay, whatever. Let up off the gas. Time to creep around like a weirdo.
It's fine.
All right.
Okay.
While she's doing that, Haley's going to do investigate roll. Okay, see so what you're... she can suss her out from the building just by looking at it.
So you're just going around the building?
Yeah.
Okay. Scoping it out first, then.
I would say if you're just looking at the outside, it's in a, like, commercial district. It's not, like, secret, so it's not, like, it's gonna be, like, anything, like, if you're just driving around, like, I suppose if you're doing a lot, it might be curious, but if you're just, like, going through a couple times, it's not gonna be, you're just gonna be controlled. The effect... is going to be limited just because there's not a whole lot to like see from the outside, but there are, I suppose, some things.
Entrances,
possibly,
kind of,
yeah.
People coming and going.
Yeah, you can find some information about the location, maybe not exactly what it is.
Okay. Does Coast's Clear account for this?
Let me look at the definition of, or the, okay. Also, as I forget what order everyone's characters are in. Okay. Coast is clear. Passive, when undetected and or not watched, all intellect and cunning actions take +1 effect. I would say yes in this circumstance, because you're not like, you're effectively, even if you are seen, you're like hidden by virtue of like monotony, if that makes sense.
All right, so it's standard then instead of limited?
It'll be standard then, yeah. Okay, 6 and a 4. So, what you kind of glean from, you go past a few places. You can, just by looking at what is there, and like, you kind of like can see some things getting moved. Obviously, it was, you were told it was a warehouse. And you can tell by the like signage that, yeah, it is in fact a warehouse. You kind of glimpse by because there is some like truck area that, or like some loading areas that have like doors open. And you can tell that it is a commercial goods warehouse. It is not for a specific company. It is just a warehouse that is leased by multiple, like, it's a warehouse that's leased to basically act as storage. It's not for a specific chain. It's just, here is a storage unit that other retail establishments can use. And in regards to, like, what kind of stuff is throwing, you don't really notice that, but just by virtue of what you kind of see and some of the trucks that are there, you can tell that it is probably commercial goods, your toasters and such.
Mm. Anything else? Like entrances?
You can see that there are a couple of entrances. There is one one up kind of on one side of the building. There is a entrance that is used for like administrative entrance and like if you need to see an appointment for someone or like deal business. There's like an area for those kind of people to come in. And then there's another area that has like loading and a couple entrances by there. It is mostly for people who are logistics of like trying to get like, you know, shipping it. So lots of areas for trucks to come in or with like little side doors, and that's about it. Maybe there's an entrance on the side.
All right.
Go ahead in or got any other you want to look at first?
Well, you're the breaking and entering expert. You go ahead.
All right, let's go for the job. So what, I'm guessing that be control, be sabotage.
So what exactly are you trying to do?
Just do a simple go through, get in through the back entrance we just found, see if there's anything around.
So I would say that going in through the back entrance would be a little bit tricky because, or at least trying to do it without getting spotted because it is an active, like there are things being active. So
there is going to be
people that will see you try and go in.
In that case, is there enough room to like parkour up like this, either an alleyway or?
There's not really enough room to, the building is kind of like, it's not next to any other building.
Okay. Could I use Force Away to give enough of a height boost to try and get like a.
So, but you're trying to rocket jump?
Yes.
Okay. let's see.
Can Queen use her powerful kick to help her launch?
No, Queen's just gonna fucking watch this unfold.
Okay. Let me take a look. Force Away.
Look, if Claudia had asked, sure, but this idiot needs to be witnessed.
So by virtue of what in, so the definition, or for the description of Force Away is push any number of targets that are in engage range into short range. If you think about what that means you, the general ideal use for this is you push someone about 10 feet away.
Okay.
Which means you get about, because I believe short range technically is defined as, I think, God, what is it? Like, engage is like 5 to 10 feet away, I believe. Or like, engaged ends like if you can't reach with like a.
Right.
So it's not that far of a distance. So even it doing that, if you were to like, say, push against the ground, like for some reason I see you like doing the stupid like Breath of the Wild shield shit, you would have like 5 or 10 feet of ups, which is not a lot. I would say that the building would not, that's not as big of a building, because I imagine this building is like 2 or 3 stories.
And no one knows that would get me within reach of.
Those buildings are.
I don't need to get all the way to the roof, just something to get an entrance into.
Okay, let me take a look. Okay. So a story is about 14 feet. This is at least, the windows would be at least 2, which means you would need about 30 feet, which is not enough.
Damn. Okay, we're just going to do.
Go ahead. What
you say? I said, Claudia does have the parkour ability.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see. You are trying to get into awkward.
Rocket jump, rocket jump.
Okay. You know what? Fine.
Claudia is the one with the camera.
No, the camera's staying in the car while this is happening.
No, the camera's with Queen as she watches this happen.
Okay.
Yeah, just for the record, Haley and Queen are still in the car far away from this in case Claudia gets caught.
Okay. You know what? Actually, here's how this is going to go down.
So we get that sweet telephoto lens. Yeah?
There is a side area that is meant to be like, there's like an awning that covers like in an L shape, the front of the building and the side of the building that there's the windows.
All right.
That awning would give you about is midway through a window and the ceiling. So in theory, you could do 10 feet up to get it to the awning and then 10 feet again.
Yeah,
the window.
Let's go.
So go ahead and try. That's going to be an action roll, and also you are going to have to, so let's that's gonna be a stress each time you do this, so this is at minimum 2, but you're gonna have to action roll each jump.
Okay,
worth it.
So
if I do this, you would say this is maneuvering.
What else would it be?
I mean, technically it'd be channeling, but it could be.
I'm just looking at practical magic here, so that's why I'm asking.
Hold on, let me look. Practical magic.
Queen just sitting there, telephoto lens in hand.
Okay, which one is... wait.
Starting
is
ability.
Claudia, right? Shulman.
Yeah, Claudia.
Okay, which and... hold on, which one is that?
I'll just read it for the audience. Practical magic, passive. If you take wizardry, using magic in a controlled situation does not cause stress. Otherwise, you could take one stress to automatically succeed in maneuver action roll.
Wait, am I looking at the wrong sheet?
Maybe.
Are you looking? Wait. This
Claudia
is Claudia,
Lupin,
right?
Next to Queen.
Next to Queen. Why am I not seeing it? Gotcha covered parkour in my element, and that's the only 3 I see you have. Oh, it's the starting ability. Okay.
Yeah, it's the passive for showman.
Okay.
Because I think that's a fair trade if I'm spending 4 stress to do both those jumps successfully and get up there.
Okay, you know what? Fine. I'll give you that.
All right. 4 stress. Claudius.
Pogo up troll physics your way.
Queen taking pictures the whole time.
Just fucking stupid anime jumping. No, it's air hikes, basically, from Devil May Cry. Jump up, create the little platform underneath to keep the jumps going up till I reach there. Yeah.
Watch me swing right in. Swing.
All right. So you get up to the window, and you're able to get into it. The window is looking into the warehouse, and there is thankfully no one underneath. Now, here's the thing, though. You got into by the window. The thing is, that window is not meant to be reached, which means that there's nothing really near it. There are some shelves that are by that you could jump to, but there is no place to safely land.
That's fine. I'm fine to roll for maneuver and not scam you this time. So,
you have some options. You can. Depending upon how you want to do this, do you want to focus on safety or do you want to focus on safety or do you want to focus on being quiet?
Quiet.
Okay. So how do you want to try this?
So I figured like getting the window open, that's the easy part.
Yeah, I would almost say that the window is probably open just for heat.
So then Claudia is going to be trying to just basically bound over the bookshelves without causing them to like flip the fall over.
So I would say it's not so much a problem of them falling over, it is the problem of you being able to grab onto something before you fall multiple stories to the very hard ground.
Ah, still.
You can very much knock shit over and make a very loud noise.
We're gonna just try and just jump and then aim for one of the lower shelves so that to grab onto versus some of the stuff at the top.
Okay, what action roll do you want?
This is definitely maneuver.
Okay. I will say that this is absolutely going to be risky. No one's really looking at you at this point. No one's really seeing you. So there's no like point of getting caught, but there's the thing of like, if you make a noise or like any sort of commotion that you would make as a result of this is going to be suspicious.
Yeah, that checks out.
Your effect, I mean, you have the time to set it up, so I'd just say your effect is going to be great. Or not great, your effect's going to be standard.
Well, it's going to be great because I've got ball sportsman.
Okay. Now, so that's going to be standard great. Well, not standard. Risky great.
Two dice.
That's another failure. It's three and two.
All right, time to roll to resist.
Okay. yeah, just for sake of how the system works, if you were to choose to fail, not only would you knock shit off, you would absolutely take, you would try and, like, grab something, you would land a little bit higher than you were, you would absolutely knock shit off, which would make a large noise, you would also not be able to grab onto something, fall down, and take two harm.
Oof, I'm taking some stress for that one, so that's another four stress I'm taking.
So you you did resist, yes. Rolled a one and a two, which means that you're taking, what, four additional stress? What, taking four stress from that?
Yes, taking four stress, because it's six minus two, six minus whatever the roll is. So.
Okay, let's look at your stress level.
That puts me at six stress out of 14.
Which means you are dazed. Basically, you managed to correct yourself. However, the shock of almost falling and managed to do this has put you in an adrenaline spot that you are now maybe not super focused.
Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at bekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lord of the Puzzles Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lolo, you can follow them at Coast or Blue Sky at Lolo the Puzzle. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.